Bava Kamma Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Kamma Bavli, Daf Lamed Vav, the beginning of Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah, the beginning of the fourth Perek, which is Perek Shor Shenogach. Shor Shenogach, Arba B'chamisha, Shvoim V'achazeh, Yishalem L'achrin Shebehem. If Reuven's ox gored four or five oxen of Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Gad, and Asher, he pays the damage to Asher's ox up to the value of Reuven's ox. Im Yeshbei, Moise Yachze Leshelefanov, Yeshbei Moise Yachze Shelifnei Panov, Achoin Achoin Niska Divirimei. The Meir says, and if there is money left over, Reuven's ox is worth more than the damage, and he uses it to pay God, and if there remains, then Yehuda, then Levi, and Shimon, the last victim always collects first. Shimon Eimer, Shor, Shor Vimasayim, Shenogach Leshor Shor Vimasayim, Ben Nevela Yaseklum, then Eitel Mana, then Eitel Mana. Shimon says that if David's ox called Moshe's ox, and both are worth 200, and the carcass is worthless, David and Moshe each end up with 100. Chozar v'nogach l'shor acher, shor v'masayim, ha'achrin neitel mana, u'shelefon avzeh neitel chamishim zuz, v'zeh neitel chamishim zuz. If the ox then gored Kalev's ox, Kalev gets 100, and David and Moshe each end up with 50. Chozar v'nogach l'shor acher, shor v'masayim, ha'achrin neitel mana, u'shelefon avzeh chamishim zuz, if it then gored Aaron's ox, then Aaron gets 100, Kalev gets 50, David and Moshe each end up with a gold dinar, which is 25 silver dinarim. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbanai Ba'alav Rimeya Mishnei Stadim Ronashach. Rabbanai says that Rimeya holds that the last victim receives his full damage because he comes from two sides. Ronashach means either way, he collects before previous victims. Shelcha hu taneu li. He could say, if it's yours, give it to me. Since it was like a security for you to collect damages, you are like a shomer socha, like a paid watchman, so you're liable for its later damages. Eino shelcha taneu li she'agvenu. And if it's not yours, then let me collect it. V'lekein Amar Rabbi Elazar, should say, mesiras nizokin ki mesiras kinyan. Didn't Rabbi Elazar teach that mesira for nezikin is like mesira for kinyan? I mean, since there was no handing over for the kinyan, then the previous victim is not liable for damage. Amalei Rav Yudin, v'masavet nezokav ve'inei ela kemashkan v'yadei. Rav Yudin answered that they handed over to the previous victim to collect his damages. Isn't it like a security in his hand? If he's like a shomer socha, so he's liable for his later damages. Umar ben Ehoin, the mayor who holds like Rabbi Shmuel that there is a mere debt to the victim, Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Kiva, the victim becomes a partial owner of the ox or gourd. And therefore, practically, though, what's the difference between them? Rabbi Yochan Omar, Hekdish ben Ehoin, Aldaite de Rabbi Meir, should say, Makdish Arishoin, Aldaite de Rabbi Shimon, Shneihem Mekadshim Oisei. Rabbi Yochan answered that they argue about who can now be Makdish the damager. According to Meir, the first owner can be Makdishit, and according to Rabbi Shimon, both of them can be Makdishit. Oike Aldato, should say, Meir Hukra Larishoin, Aldaite de Rabbi Shimon, Hukra Lishneihem, should say. The second answer is that they argue about if the damager increased in price. According to Rabbi Meir, it increased for the first. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it increased for both of them. Asa tzchal adate de Rabbi Meir, should say, haschal erishun adate de Rabbi Shimon, should say, haschal v'shneihem. The third answer is they argue about if it earned wages. According to Meir, the first gets the wages, and according to Shimon, both of them get the wages. Hishpiach adate de Rabbi Meir, should say, hishpiach erishun adate de Rabbi Shimon, hishpiach l'shneihem. And the fourth answer is they argue about if it improved, means automatically without investing to fatten it, according to Rabbi Meir, it improved for the first, according to Rabbi Shimon, it improved for both of them. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Shneim, Amud Dava Echad, Tamad Rabbi Yehuda, Omar, Kana, Kane, Rabbi Shimon, Omar, Kana. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yehuda, who said in the earlier Mishnah that each gets half the live ox and half the dead ox, and Rabbi Shimon said the same matter. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says that he acquires part of the damager, like Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Shimon said that he acquires. And if Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kona Lechai Kona Lemeis, Rabbi Shimon Omer Kona Ella, if you say Lechai Dovad. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that he acquires the live animal, which is the damager, and the dead animal, which is the victim, and Rabbi Shimon says that he acquires only the live animal. Amantaninan, V'chein shloisha sheitilu lakis hoisiru o'ichfei kach hein chokem. The Mishnah says that if a man married three women on the same day and died, and their ksubas were 100, 200, and 300, If the estate is 100, they divide it equally. The same applies to three people who invested money together. If there was a loss or profit, they share it this way. Amuvun, Nirin, Devarim, Besher, not the Margolis, the Yochel, Mimele, Ilalay, Isauti, Dinarai, Laisi, Mazvin, Kulum. Rabun says it seems that this is when they bought a pearl, each gets a third of the profit or loss. The smaller investor can say that to the other investors, if not for my 10 dinarim, you would not have bought anything. However, something that is normally divided, one can buy as much of it as he wants, the profit or the loss comes to the middle and they divide according to how much each invested. Pragmatia di dach sagin vat mana mitavanta. Ana pragmatia di di kalil vana hafach mitapech di umatibach. The brother says even something that's normally divided, the smaller investor can say to him, your merchandise means what we bought with your money is great. You would need a lot of time to sell it. My merchandise is small. I can engage with my money and after selling for profit, invest again and again and profit as much as you in the same time. Ad kadoin b'shahaisa pragmatiav nesuna tam. Haisa pragmatiav nesuna b'raimi. The Gemara says this is a proper claim when the merchandise was here. If the merchandise was in Rome, far away, the small investor could not go back many times to invest again and profit more. The yochel meimele ad ad salek b'raimi ana hafech mishapech v'didi hacha umatibach. As he can say to him, in the time that you can go to Rome, I can engage with my money here and invest it again and again and profit as much as you. Tani shloisha shetilu kif v'nignavu kach hein cholken. The Maaseh says if three invested money together and some was stolen, so they divide according to how much each put in. V'tani ve'elu an avonim v'nignavu mechse lezer mechse lezer. The Gemara asks a question from Rabbi Maaseh regarding these rocks. Some was stolen, each gets half. Amar Rebbe Shammai, you say avonim gasreis hein v'leis yada I minadein. Nasav, Imin Adin Nasav, Mesapek, Mechselazer, Mechselazer. Rav Shammai answered that rocks are big, each one, it's not known if the thief took from this or from this. Due to the Safek, this one gets half and this one gets half. Each is considered a Safek Kavur. Aval, which is a Slayim, Dakois, Hain, Ve'esher, Ve'vlol, Ve'seti de Kulam, Ve'echad, Ve'echad, Noitelefi, Kisei. However, coins are small, it's possible to mix them uniformly and take from all of them. We assume that the thief took proportionally to each one's amount, everyone takes according to his investment. Ma chamis meima b'geneva anan kaimen or enan kaimen ela b'mishtaye. The Gemara asks that the Brisa said that these stolen rocks are judged half-half. Why do you say that this refers to what was taken? Perhaps it refers to what remains. Each gets half of what remains. Am rab yosi b'rabun, I should say b'geneva anan kaimen nimses Midas Adin Leike. Rabbi Yosi Rabun answered that you must say that it refers to what was taken. If not, that it's not just. Again, Atzmecha Dahave Nadein Chamishim Nadein Meir Chamishim Nignavu Chamishim Ishtachech Dahadein Chamishisa Dole Masid Klum. If you think about it, you'll discover that if this one had 50 and this one had 150 and 50 was stolen, if you say that it refers to what remains, it turns out the one who had 50 doesn't lose anything. Man Taninan Ha'achri Neitel Mana. The Mishnah says that the last one receives 100 zuz, the one before him receives 100, and the first two receive a gold dinar, which is 25 zuz each. And Rishmol, quoting Rizera, said the same applies to schar, which is if the damager increased in value, each receives according to his share. Amar Yosi Hadad Rizera Pliga al Deblaza. Rabbi Yosi says that Rabbi Zeira's teaching argues with Rabbi Elazar, who said that all investors share the profit equally. Amar Rabbi Mani Kashiasa Kaimi Rabbi Yudan Amar Li Laimoidin Rabbi Elazar Shem Hisnu Beinehem Shezenai Telefi Kisai Shezenai Telefi Kisai Shvarim Ku Mutanim Hein. Rabbi Mani said that I asked this to Rabbi Yudan. He told me, doesn't Rabbi Elazar agree that if they stipulate among themselves, each receives according to his investment? Oxenos as if they stipulated. Each one sees the damage acquired to be liable for future damage according to his share. The Rabbi's reason I could engage with my money and sell for a profit and invest again does not apply. Chaza va'amma koimi Rabbi Yosi amalei b'firish pligi Rabbi Elazar amar stama cholkin b'shavet v'zeru amar stama zeh noitel v'fi kisei. The man returned and told Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, they explicitly argue. Rabbi Elazar said, stam, which means without stipulating, they divide equally. Rabbi Zeira said, stam, this one receives according to his investment, and this one receives according to his investment.